Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week three of the November 2015 celestial timings. And we begin this week with Moon moving into Aquarius and expanding our point of view, and the Leonids meteor shower peaking. The meteors are strongest from November 13th to the 20th, and the peak is on the 17th or 18th. And because we have a first quarter moon that will be setting around midnight, the best time to see it will be in the later hours after midnight and before sunrise. Mercury is also conjunct the sun at 25 Scorpio, exact 6:53 a.m. on November 17th. And this is the time when Mercury is with the source of light and life for our planet. And because it's in Scorpio, it is about sourcing passion, intensity, and aliveness, and how we think about those things as well as how we communicate those things. And then on November 18th, Neptune is going to station direct at 8:32 a.m. at 7 Pisces. Now, Neptune went retrograde back in June, so it's been about 5 months that it's been retrograde, and it was almost 10 Pisces when it went retrograde. So that means if you have planets, angles, or nodes between 7 to 10 degrees of Pisces, Virgo, Gemini, or Sagittarius, then you are or have been in a Neptune cycle, and you're at a shift point, at a changing point, and could be that the cycle is getting ready to end for you. The still point is the realm of all possibilities, or the field of all possibilities. The Neptune is also connected to the field of all possibilities, or sometimes referred to as the womb of all possibilities, or the realm of all possibilities. So this is Neptune's favorite place to be, connected into all possibilities, formlessness, expansiveness, boundlessness. And so this is a great time to be dreaming. And in fact, this whole entire week is a really great time to be dreaming into what it is that we're wanting to create, and what it is that, you know, we get the messages from Mercury with the sun. We're getting this time of Neptune going direct, and then the moon's going to enter Pisces on November 19th and catch up to Neptune on the same day. So it's really, again, about dreaming energy and how we dream our reality. And so everything that we're experiencing is part of a dream that we have dreamed, either collectively or personally. And so paying attention to what we're dreaming into can be really helpful at this time, as we align with and intend that we're dreaming into the divine design for our life, and for the new earth as well. Then Mercury is entering Sagittarius at 11:44 a.m. on November 20th, and will be traveling through this part of the sky until December 9th. And so this means that Mercury shifts the lens of perception and communication from a more feeling sense when it was in Scorpio, passionate intensity, what's felt, how thinking and feeling are connected, and now it's moving into a more intuitive sense. Now, intuitive, not from a feeling sense, but intuitive of from a place where knowing arrives without knowing how you arrived at it. It's not logical, it's not rational, it's linear, it's not anything like that. It's just this process of somehow knowing what you know and then being able to take action on that. And that is really what Mercury going through Sagittarius, expanding consciousness, expanding our sense of truth and meaning, expanding our perception of our reality and how we're communicating about that. And also on November 20th, Venus is going to square Pluto. And again, at 13 Capricorn, Venus is at 13 Libra. This is in the degrees of the April 2014 Grand Cross. So whenever we have, and both planets being in those degrees, so whenever we have anything activating in these degrees, it's really activating the intention that was set within the Grand Cross, that what was put into motion at that particular time. And so this really suggests that this is about tuning into whatever fears a person might have around relating, deeper relating to self and others. So I did pose some questions in the written version of the timings, that may be around the shadow pieces, maybe how we blame others for how we feel in relationship to them, or how we might feel that it's another person's fault when conflict arises, or how we might be willing or not willing to listen to what other people are saying, and how we might be attached to a specific point of view, and how we maybe are only interested in getting someone to agree with our position or what we believe to be true. So these are all some things that can be worked with in the realm of, you know, how do we relate to ourselves and how do we relate to others. So on November 21st, we've got the moon going into Aries, and then on the 22nd, it's going to occult Uranus for the 17th time since August of 2014. So this has been a series of 18. There will be one more next month. And as I've mentioned in the past, this is really activating and expanding the exponential intention of Uranus to create unexpected events that take us in new directions, that expand our point of view, that help us to experience things in a new way, often through disruption, being disrupted. So it's very interesting to contemplate what that might look like and how that might be, and new technologies that may have also been activated within this series of occultations of Uranus that are designed to take us into new ways of perceiving our reality and how we experience this. And okay, also on November 22nd, the sun is going to enter Sagittarius. And I always like to think of this as the final 30 days prior to the solar, December solstice, when the sun starts a new solar cycle. So synthesis energy, Sagittarius is always about synthesizing and looking at what is really true, what's not true, and doing that final synthesis as we prepare for the new solar cycle. So that completes week 3 of the November 2015 celestial timings.